Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
You're listening to Gasper and Murray.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I got five questions for Chris Gasper of the Globe. I got five questions that got nothing to do with sports. I got five questions.
Five! One, two, three, four, five!
I got five questions. I hope this segment ain't too wild.
It's how we wrap up the show each and every week here, as long as time is permitting, on Gasper and Murray. Five questions for Chris Gasper that have nothing to do with sports. It is 98.5 The Sports Hub. Let's dive right in, Chris. Question number one. Perfect day for this. You're at a cookout. Let's say, hypothetically, you are at a cookout, and you have a burger and a hot dog on your plate. Do you eat one at a time, or do you alternate back and forth? Bite of hot dog, bite of burger. Bite of burger, bite of hot dog.
I go one at a time. I'll probably devour that burger first and then move on to the hot dog. But I'm not a big hot dog guy. So.
Oh, well, that will get to our second question. But, you know, the way I eat, this bugs my girl so much, too. I kind of could tell anytime we go out to eat, it annoys her. Like, I have, like, the mentality of save the best for last. So, in other words, if I get I order a bone-in ribeye, medium rare, the only way to order it. All the sides, like your cream spinach, your starch, maybe a baked potato, whatever the sides are, I go sides first, save steak for last. And that annoys her, and I think other people too, and some of my friends that I dine with, because they're like, well, no, you want all the flavors happening at once. No, yeah. You do you, I'll do me. Sides first, best for last, steak goes last.
I could see that. No, but see, in that case, I'm mixing it. You know, I'm going to have some of the sides, some of the steak. Steak's obviously the main event there, but no, I'm not going to fill up on sides and then not be able to finish the steak.
Oh, it's all going down. Don't you worry about that. Question number two on hot dogs. Joey Chestnut wins yet another hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. What, if anything, Chris, could you eat copious amounts of?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, man, I don't know. Oh, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's put a number on it?
I don't know. Like, the individual, like, packages or the individual cups?
Not the teeny little guys, the big ones.
Like, yeah, the big ones.
Yeah.
Like a king size?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How many of those? Two come in a pack. How many packs?
Yeah. I could probably do about 25 packs of those.
Damn.
I love those things.
I'm salivating just thinking about it. And you're not even a stoner. That's a lot.
Wow, I'm salivating just thinking about
it. That's impressive. I almost want to put you up to that.
I would also, Starburst I'd put up there.
Ew. Oh, so you're a candy guy?
I could slam Starburst. Yeah, love
candy,
those.
Candy, I can't.
Mentos, yeah.
Oh, no. So all right. Well, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup thing, that's kind of impressive. I would like to see you try to pull that off.
Okay.
Oysters is my A number one. Like, I need someone to tell me to stop. And typically it's been my body. The most I ever ate, one of the 09 Monday night game where the Patriots got shellacked by the Saints down in New Orleans.
Oh, yes, I remember that game, yeah. Busted coverage all over the field.
The Sunday before that game, my buddy and I were like, all right, let's do oysters today. Today's going to be our oysters day. I ate so many, I gave myself gout. I woke up Monday morning, and I was like, why do my knees hurt? And I looked down, and they were bright red and as big as baseballs because I ate so much shellfish and so many oysters, I literally gave myself the gout.
Oh, my God.
Oysters,
all that salinity?
Oh, it's such a problem, dude. Like, oysters, I could eat, I don't even know, hundreds of oysters. And same with sushi. It's just a conveyor belt. Like, more, more, more. Like, I'm a pig with stuff like that. Question number three.
Yeah.
There is a new parking app that lets you reserve a spot at a mall. Would you ever pay for a better parking spot at the mall?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Of course you would.
Yes, I totally would do that. Yeah, and this app needs to be not just an app you can get for like 99 cents. This needs to be like a $20 app.
So that part I agree with you with. So on the one end, like, who would pay to go to the mall? But of course you would. Like, Daddy, I have to have the perfect parking spot up front so I can run into to Bloomingdale's and get myself the newest Louis Vuitton belt. Will you pay for the parking spot, Daddy? Fine. But, you know, so well, I wouldn't pay for that. I am big on the, like, you got to, well, to be blunt, you got to outprice the scum. Like, I talked about this yesterday with the TSA PreCheck. The TSA PreCheck's way too cheap. At $85, last time I flew, you show up, it's like, what the hell is this? The regular line's way shorter than the TSA PreCheck. TSA PreCheck should be $350.
So I'm calling bull on this mall thing. I think this is more about the mall for you. Again, and I've said this before on the air, you are someone, you literally refused to go to a restaurant that I wanted to go to because they did not take reservations. So the idea that you would not want to go to that mall and know exactly where you were parking and that there was a reserved space for you, I call bull on that.
Well, if we're talking about a mall, like, who goes to a mall in 2018 as a grown-ass man? Like, maybe if you're going to a Chick-fil-A, like, that's about it, because the only one that's near me is in the North Shore Mall, and there's decent restaurants at malls, but to, like, go on a mall? Ugh.
I'm just saying, like, let's say you and your lovely lady are going to, you know, River Bar in Somerville.
Okay.
Right? And that's sort of an outdoor mall, yeah. Right? Assembly Row. You're telling me that you wouldn't pay, you wouldn't have that app to be able to go and know exactly where you're going to park right by River Bar?
Well, sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Give me a break. And I know you.
And I'm with you, and that I would like to have it a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
So that it could price out the scum.
Yeah.
Question number four. That TSA pre-check, though, man, that's a problem. They got to raise that up. Raise it up. Question number four. Is there one thing, Chris, you wish was never invented?
Oh, that's a tough one. Never invented? I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But I know you always have a ready answer. Because the dirty little secret of this is that the five questions really aren't about me. They're about Jim. So take it away, Jim.
Well, no, ultimately, for all the joys and ease that the internet has given us in life, like,
yes.
I think we'd probably be better off if the internet didn't exist, or social media as a whole.
It
makes this job easier in an effort to find information.
I came up with something.
Okay.
Selfie sticks.
I do hate the selfie stick, too. That's something else that should have never been invented, yes. Question number five, to wrap this up. When you scroll through, speaking of selfies,
yes.
When you scroll through social media, Chris, are you drawn more to celebrity posts or friend/colleague posts? Are you more apt to say, look at Kristen Cavallari on Instagram or my latest Instagram post with me and my fat friends, like, look how much we drank. Ugh.
Is this even a question? You already know the answer to this.
First of all,
I mean, you had me at celebrity, and then you threw Kristen Cavallari on top of it. I mean, this is not even, speaking of things I'm salivating over, but I definitely will go to the celebrity post.
Yeah, I think, I don't follow really many. I want to see what my friends are up to so I can kind of live vicariously.
While we were doing this show, like Olivia Colpo, the ex-girlfriend of Danny Amendola.
Aren't they back on?
Oh, are they back?
I think
Whatever. So she posted something that popped up. And I looked at that, but there's people I know in the journalism, they post stuff. Unless it's news, I'm not looking at that.
You're like our very own Pablo Sandoval. Instead of focusing on what you should be doing, you're looking at that ass on Instagram during the show. I understand.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it that way, Jim. That sounds a little harsh and extreme.
I know, but that's how I am, obviously, based on how I was talking about that Amstel Light commercial. Love Amstel Light. Great product, but man. Yeah, whoever put that commercial together, it doesn't sound like four at all or anything else. It just sounds like poor Andy went looking for his ball, and instead, poor Andy found the shaft. As we wrap up Gaspar Murray today, I want to thank Tracy Clements for doing a great job producing the show. Joe Murray, who was alongside on the Hub headlines as well. Things were never the same for poor Andy. Christian Arcand. Oh, and of course, Matt McCarthy, too, for chiming in on some of those last segments. Christian Arcand coming up next. How long are you on for today? What are you going to be talking about? We're at the bottom of the barrel. Is it mostly going to be NBA offseason stuff? Because at least that gets calls.
There will be some of that, yes. McCarthy said in our pre-show email that Red Sox is like drawing blood from a stone. So we will try and draw some blood from a stone at some point in the next 4 hours. But the three main beat writers from who covered the Cavaliers this past year did a podcast.
Right.
And there's some pretty interesting stuff about Kyrie in that. We'll start with that. Got some Edelman thoughts, and we'll try and get some Red Sox dialogue going here, if we can. And if I can avoid associating Amstel Light now with being in prison.
It's just that particular commercial. Again, love the beer. Drink it.
I love the beer.
But it's just, like I said, it's more just that particular sound of that spot. It's just an earworm. You can't unhear it. I've told other colleagues here at the station, and now they can't unhear it, too. It's just...
Well, now no one can unhear it.
Yeah. No, now you, the audience, too. Anytime you hear it, like, hey, you know, I'm going to sign up for that. I want to try to win a free round of golf from Amstel. Oh, my God! What happened to poor Andy when he was trying to just have a nice nice foursome here on a beautiful day? That's going to do it for us. I will talk to you Monday on Felger and Maz at 2. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You want to get on with Arcan, 617-779-0985. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye.